Yerushalmi Megillah Dav Aleph. Mishnah begins with the dates that the Megillah is able to be read. So the Torah only tells us that on the 14th and 15th day of Adar. But we know that there are other days, which we'll see, and the Mishnah will break it down, as to what days are permitted to read the Megillah. Megillah Nikras Ba'akharas, Megillah is read on the 11th day of Adar, Mishnei Masar, on the 12th, Shlosha, 13th, Arbas, on the 14th, Chamisha, so on the 15th. Apakas L'Yosei, it can't be earlier than the 11th, it can't be later than the 15th. And we'll see the Gemara explain each one why, which days are read in which place. But Lamaisa, you can't read before or after, you're not able to read the Megillah. And we're going to explain why some of these dates are contiguous. Sometimes people read on the 13th or the 14th, but not necessarily every year the same. But you can't do before or after. So the Mishnah. Cities that were surrounded by a wall. Tommy Yeshua ben Nun, Karen Chamisha. They can read on the 15th day. Kfar Myris Gedolos, residents of villages, a lot of cities that didn't have walls, but Shemeshua ben Kobi Abba, the 14th day. There's a Kfar Magdim Yom HaKnisa, but the people who live in the villages, they can read even before that. Yom HaKnisa, they can read the deal. The day that they get together, that the community gets together, the people get together, Yom HaKnisa, they get, says the Karben Eidah to explain. Miachash HaMakofin Karim HaTezvav. They have a right to go early. If they want to go the second day, Monday, they come to town. Yom HaKnisa, they could be makdim. It's really their choice, not limited to that day, but able to come into a day. Ben Moshe has an arichas here as to what is the arbitrary factor and when you're able to go ahead to be makdim. But the Gemara is going to go into it itself as we're going to move further, and we'll see to explain. Ben Moshe has a big arichas here into explaining, going through the whole Gemara, Bekitzer. So the Gemara says, these are the days that we can walk across and go to cities that are surrounded. Yeshua, walled city, these are the nafkaminas between whether you can have the dates that they read. In Shushan, which was a walled city, they rested on the 15th day. And the question is, so what does it have to do with Yeshua? The Gemara doesn't explain that idea of what the connection is to Purim. Okay, so the Gemara says that Megillah is read on these days. So the Gemara explains the 14th, 15th day is the correct days. What about the other days? What does it mean, Mizmanayim, in their days? Of course it means in their days. Mizmanayim, what does the Torah mean? What to do Purim, Hanukkah time? What does Mizmanayim mean? When Torah singles out the extra word, but in their dates, what are they referring to? B'lashon Rabbin. So the Gemara says it means that there are different days. The Makhlek is explain what the Pesukim mean, what the Pasuk means. Rabbi Yochanan Yossi says, they disagree. They give you other dates. You read dates as the Mishnah is going to say. The other dates you can read with Megillah. Not only the dates that say that we find in Megillah. No, the times of Chamam Koveya. In their times, that's when you can do it. And what are those days that Chazawa Koveya? Those are the days of Koveya. And there's the opinion of the Paskin Halacha. That Bizmanea means according to these dates, the Chacham later were able to go change the dates, put down the dates that they felt the right. In other words, if they didn't have a right, you have to follow with the Megillah. Megillah says only dollar you tesvav. So the whole idea of the Gemara is saying that you can't go and how do you overdo that? There it is, Bizmaneahem, we're given the Chacham, and we're given the right to put in different Zman other than what the Pasuk tells us, other than what we find in the Megillah itself. And without that right, we wouldn't be able to change. Weren't able to change what's in the text. So, therefore, that's how the Taitchab is Maneim, that was the given right for them to do that. Frankly, Markash. Maybe it means 1617. How do you know Dafka only before days, 11, 12, 13? Maybe it means the after the 15, maybe 16, 17. Maybe those are the days that it could mean. Rabbi Shem Eloza says, Lo Yavu. Says, no, you cannot pass. Not Le'avru, you shouldn't let them pass, which means don't let them pass. You can't let them 14, 15 days go without reading it. That you can't do. So therefore, that pasuk itself is singles out the fact that you can't have 16, 17, because that those days, the actual days of Purim itself, you can be mocked in, but you can't go past them. You can't go past those days without having the reading of the Megillah and the celebration of Purim. So Gemara says that you can do one another pshat in the pasuk. These are lo yavar, lo yavar. Torah says it shall not pass, vilo yavar, and it shall not pass. What is the extra vav? to tell you that it cannot go after that date. Vili Avar is to tell you this halacha. The pasuk itself is a vila. They're telling you a few tesvav. They're telling you the days. That it's an extra word, extra meyusu devav. The Kamenei explains that it tells you an extra vav that you don't beyond these days. You cannot go. You cannot go beyond these days that we have. Says the Gemara. So good, maybe those days can't go. Maybe earlier. Maybe it means the 9th and 10th. Maybe it goes earlier. Why only the 11th, 12th? Maybe it means the 9th and 10th would go back, and not on the 11th and 12th. What's the difference? Why can you do that? Doesn't say Le'yavor. So much doesn't say Yomim Elikai Yomim, like the days. Days that are days, like the days that the Jews rested. Since they rested on 2 days, 14, 15, you can give days that are equal to that. 14 and 15. 11th and the 12th versus the 14 and 15. That's the same. But you can't do that earlier, 9th and 10th, which is even earlier. That's 4 days that you can't do. Maybe it's 12th and 13th. Maybe it's that. How do you know? What did the 11th include? Maybe it only means 12 and 13. Yom Yom that 50 was the day of the Mechama. Was there itself testifies, Megillah's rest testifies that it's not a day of rest. Menucha, they were fighting. Therefore, the 13th could not have been the day that the Pasuk included, to be included when it meant to say Yomim, the days that would be included in the Yimei Menucha, that they're resting up from the Nais and be able to go ahead and to, from killing out and taking revenge on all the Goyim that were there. It can't be on that day. So Mimela, that's the day it wasn't Muhammad. When they're fighting, clearly it negates that day. So it can't be you can't say it's before that. It can't be the 13th, it can't be included. So it has to be the 11th and 12th. And if we can't say again earlier, 9th and 10th, because that would be Biyavar, and we can't do. So the Gemara says, when should we not read them ago? So Gemara says, so should not read it. 13 should, if that's the idea you're telling me, that ain't Bonicha, then gosh, why is the 13 even included? We shouldn't be about to read it that day. Ain't Karin, why do we read it? It should not be able to be read. So the Gemara says, Atikre, we shouldn't read it. So the Gemara says, so my answer is no. The funamakar of Karin, you can read it before and after, before the 13th, and anything after you can do it. But the Karin, on the 13th day, you should not read it. In a Hanami, that's what your kasha is a good kasha. 11th and 12th and 14th, 15th, but not the 13th. Maybe it's then again back to kasha, maybe it's 9th and 10th. Maybe that's what it covers to include. It's included in the days of 11th and 12th. And 9th and 10th comes before the two of them. If 11th and 12th is acceptable, maybe the 9th and 10th is a yamim before. Be days that are close to the days that they rested. So 11th and 12th is close to 13th, to 14th and 15th where they rested. But 9th and 10th is not, that's further away. It's not kiyamim, not like the days that they rested, and therefore those days would not be included in the counts. But if the days were considered dead days, they rested. They know the 16th and 17th day. It follows them. There should be no other days except those days. Why even days at all? Less the yochel. You can't include 16 and 17. We already said that. Le'yavar means you can't pass it. Le'yavru. You can't pass the days of Purim without having the Megillah. So therefore, you can't go 14, 15 without having the Megillah and then wait till the 16, 17. We already said that. Same thing, the extra vav. This does the same halacha. You can't read it after the 15th. Vav is the meyusar, and therefore it can limit it to has to be the 11th and 12th. And the mela we can't do the 9th and 10th, and we can't do the 16th and 17th. Zak the Gemara. The whole month you can read the Megillah. There's no limitation. Any month, the entire month, you can read the Megillah. Now, Lamaisa, go over my time. Where did it get from? The Megillah says that this month was a month that was a month of celebration. So maybe you should be able to read any day of the month. And the question, of course, is why isn't this connected to the Mishnah? The Kabbalah asked. The Mishnah says it can't be for 11 but after the 15th. The Bryce says, and the whole month, what can you do? So the Gemara says that so we're talking about a person, obviously, who can't read it another time. And maybe that's the only time he can have a Megillah, says the Karben Eder to explain. That the Kol HaChodesh, of course, Yotze B'Shaira. So you must say Megillah B'Yadav B'Zmana. The Megillah B'Kol Mi'Yotze also. So it tells us not to me. If you're around, you can't pick the 10th and 11th, you can't pick the 15th, 16th, 17th. But if you're B'Shaira, you're on a caravan, you're on a boat, and you first arrive at the town, you had no Megillah in your hand in those days, you have no choice. And it said you can read, Dr. Nussin, you can read the entire month of Adar, because the month is included in all. But it's not negating what the Mishnah is telling us. So the Gemara says, until the 15th day you could do it. You can't do it later. Maybe El Yavah, same El Yavrin. Yitzhak Ben Nachman says, El Yavah means Velo Yavah. You can't go, again, the same idea, the extra Vav. You can't go more. You can't go later. You can't go past those days. Only those days you can't do further. So now you see these are the days that are included. So the Gemara wants to know, what about, if we're talking about the reading of the Megillah, the other mitzvahs of Purim also? Does these extra days apply to the mitzvahs of Purim also? How do you have the Megillah? That's the guy in the Megillah, you have these extra days. What about the Sudas Purim? It also says, only a 14th day, you can't make another day. It always has to be in that day. You can't make it in the 14th day in the cities, and in the walled cities the 15th day. You can't make it earlier or later. But how can you remember that? You only give it Aniyim on the 14th, 15th day. Matan Sev Yonim. And Aniyim Shalom Yutzal Bolel. Because the Aniyim wait. They're waiting to get their Aniyim. They're waiting desperately for their gifts. And if you're going to put it off, it's going to be very distressing to them. So you shouldn't put it off. You have to give it to them. You should give it to them on that day. So Zuck the Carbonator to explain the... I'm a Kriya, Dafka Kriya. But the Skarim, the Torah says these are the days that you have to do it because it mentioned Dafka, Dafka Basil Kriya. You can't have a separation of these days. It has to be those days that are included only in the drasha of the day. The Suda has to come before the 14th day. You can't do it afterwards. So therefore, Dafka the Kriya is what the Mishnah is including. But let these days be the days for reading the Suda, and the other days be for the Suda. In other words, make the 11th and 12th and 13th Suda, and these days are Kriya. Why can't you do that? Why do you have to have the same? Why the other way? Why do you have to change the days that you do these mitzvahs in the day of the Kriya? Maybe the Sudas can be different, and the Kriya will be different days. Why can't it be? Why does it have to be the same days? Why does it have to be incorporated in the same day? The Kabbalah explains the one's kasha. These days you remember and observe. No, the Torah is telling you specifically. These days, everything has to be done these days. The reading of it and the kriyas, everything should be done these days. You can't be mocked a bit earlier. And if surely you can't do makdim it late, you can't do it later. So therefore, it has to be done these days, says the Karban Eida, to explain that the Ksiv Zechiru Tchil Akakasiya. What's the both Lashonas for? The Haktim Asu, do you think maybe you can be makdim? Tells you no, that they should become the same time. The Siyah and the Zechira should be done the same time on the same day is where they should be done. And that's why you can't go ahead and change it to an earlier date. It's telling you clearly, it has to become a Yom Ha'akah. So the Gemara says, when we learn from here that when we learn the halakas of the Gemara, the Gemara says, where do we see these halakas from? The Gemara says, so meres that we said, Megillas Nitnu B'Darish. Megillas Esther was given to be darshan, that it wasn't clear, psukim from the psukim of the laws, you have to go ahead and darshan the psukim to understand. It's not a stama, a star, not just a recording, a historical document, but it's something Torah is telling you to learn halakas, like any sugya. So Megillas Esther Nitnu B'Darish says the Prey Moshe, look and see by myself. Not stop telling you a story. It's done up Piruch HaKodesh, which means you have to go and read it. Don't just read it word for word for as the story goes, but rather to what the Torah is telling you. The Xerah Shavis and all the other Hakeshim and all the things that you find in Kala Torah Kula is the same thing you have to do over here. That's why you have to learn this as well. And it says elsewhere, Emes Kanaam Timkar. Torah says also in Mishlei, it's telling you a person going to pay someone to teach you Torah. So you can't you can't sell it. You have to go ahead and you could pay this Torah, but you can't charge for teaching it. You could pay someone to teach you, but you can't charge someone for teaching you. You can't sell it. What does that mean? So both of them are considered true. What's the connection of the two words of MS? What's the Xer Shava? Megillah is like a mitzvah Torah. Torah scrolling requires scoring. When you write it, you have to do a sirtur. Has to be run properly with straight lines. It has to be done in an order, in a seder, a sirtut, and exactly in form, the lines and begin and end at the same spot. The same idea we learn out from the Xer Shava, it has to be this way. It has to be this way. So Gemara says, also, this is the darshan. This is also a darshan. Therefore, we darshan the psukim to tell you. Therefore, if we write the same, it's not telling you a story. And then the Megillah says, "Well, it does have a story to it, but rather it's the fact that it's telling you specifically the darshan and learning the halakas from it. The skram and nasim is it tells you the halakha that the only these dates and nothing else." The Gemara says, "Another place we see it, the Megillah that Shmuel gave David, which talked about the instruction of the first base of Mikdash, the Gemara says they were given through a scroll. The Gemara, the Kabbalah explains what this was. Gemara says the Gilish Hayakosev Tavnis Beis Hamikdash. She wrote to him the format, the plan. So how the Beis Hamikdash should be looked. She Moshe Kasbel Moshe. Yeshua was given down this canon to Shmuel. Shmuel saw David. Shmuel David the Shlomo. But only like said this. It says look at it. Read this. This is the scroll. Is the was given the plans, the architectural plans of the Beis Hamikdash. It was handed down all the way down to David and was given the binyan of Tzorah how it should look and was given over to him. They should know not change it, not do anything. Don't nidarish. But even that when it was given to be darshan, even the regular, we can learn from that darshan as well. Even from that scroll, we can go be darshan. What can we darshan? Gemara says, what can we darshan? So Gemara says, Abiksev is that everything is in writing. Biksav. Gemara says, well, Masaris. This is the Masaris that we have. The Masaris that we have is my Miyad Hashem that came from here, the Hashem Baruch Hakodesh. In other words, the psukim where the words are written clearly, it's written in full words. That's written for to tell you exactly what we're supposed to learn. But when it's written kriyik siv, when it's a change, it's written to be darish. Even these letters, things are written to be darish to understand it, to figure out what it's telling you. That you have to use the chacham, you have to figure it out. Says the kohen eda zuruach hakodesh dvar mistarim apiso. These are things that are mistarim that are given over, that are given over through the generations to understand what it's telling you and what you have to infer from it. Midam dava mitok dava. So you see that it would turn out that it's given over the drasha. When it says, I'll give you a question. Well, we might say to give over a drasha, you may ask the call. I mean, let me know. Why did they not say the pasuk? Tavis kol Hashem b'ayim ruach imo. Say very simply, the plan, everything was given by ruach. Everything was given up here, ruach HaKodesh. What is it? It said, when David taught Shlomo HaMelech, he gave it over through the ruach. What do you mean the ruach? It means everything was done through ruach HaKodesh. So what does it have to say? We learn out from a pasuk, miyad Hashem. It says ruach. That means ruach HaKodesh. That's all. So the man says, no, maybe. I tell you, the ruach doesn't really mean that. I'm my ruach. What's ruach? Ruach piv means the ruach of his mouth. Brother said that he didn't just go and pass it out and write it to him, but rather he passed it out from mouth to his ear. He told it over to him. So Mela, that was done. Same thing with David Mela, which was done to David, just like it was so told over to Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch was pair. The ruach, so too, David HaMelech didn't just write it down, give him the ksav, and figure it out, but rather he explained to him orally, prepare what the details mean, what the darshan, what exactly should be done, and how he's supposed to write it, how he's supposed to build it, and all the details of the construction has to be incorporated in that as well. Let's stop over here.